Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Swiss for Meronim Ratzi Sheyichyu. The Rambam in Hechoshmit of Yovel, Perak Aleph Lach Aleph writes, Mitzis Esei, Lishbos Me Abodas Aretz, Avodat Tzilin Vashon HaShviz, Shenemar, Vishav Tzaretz Shabbos Lashem, and Emru Choshev Vakotchev Tishbos, that it's a mitzvah essay to rest and to work in the land and work in the trees on the seventh year. It says in the pasuk that the earth should rest, Shabbos Hashem, and it says rest with Harisha and Katsira. And the only time a person gets malchus is on Zriya, on planting, on Zmira, on pruning, on a Katsira, on harvesting, and on Bitsira, also a type of harvesting of grapes. So, the Rambam is saying is that you only get Malchus when the Torah specifies it, as Avosah say, and it's Mashma the Rambam that even Melechas Charish is going to be Aser B'Shvi'ez Min HaTorah, because the Rambam quotes the Pasuk, B'Charish U'V'Katzir Tishbos. So what does it mean, B'Charish U'V'Katzir Tishbos? It's a mitzvah essay not to do Charisha. You just don't get Malchus for Charisha, because it's only an essay, it's not a loisa say, like the Man D'Omran might cut and give him on the base. You don't get Malchus for Charisha. In the Sefer Pasuk Shulchan, Simon Chof Osalef, he asks, if in the Rambam later, Gimel Dalet, it's mashma that Harisha is only asumid the Rabbonan. He says, Shashar tovah shavurat ha-karka, im shara avos, shalom is parashu binyan zayna lopalem, keitzad, ha-choyresh, o ha-choyfer, tzorach ha-karka, makin oisei makas, mardus de Rabbonan. So the Rambam there says that for Harisha, you get makas mardus de Rabbonan, that's not the Araisa. Another kashi he asks is from the Rambam later, it's mashma that it's asur lachrosh le'ilam, ha-halacha moshu mi-sinai, I feel it is meant to self as Shvius. And if according to the Rambam, Harisha B'Shvius itself is Mutter Min HaTorah, it has its Shayich, but there's Halacha Moshe Misinai to answer Harisha and Tosef as Shvius. So we're a little confused what Shitas HaRambam is. From one Rambam, it's Mashmah, it's an essay not to do Harisha. From another Rambam, it's Mashmah, it's only the Rabbanan. Another Rambam says it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, Harisha and Tosef as Shvius. So, how can you say that Shavuos itself is less chamer than Tosefes Shavuos? So that's what we'd like to deal with, and we are going to base ourselves in the Torah of Agoro Shvat. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Tesamar Aleph Darshins, in the name of Rabbi Akiva, that Tosefes Shavuos is Aser, and the pasuk of Bucharos Shavukatsir Tishbos, Kivomer Tetra Chod Shel Erev Shvius, Hanichnas Shvius, Bukatsir Shel Shvius, Hayetze Lemaitse Shvius. That it's the Chorish of the of Erev Shvius that goes into Shvius, and the Katsir of Shvius that is Yotze Lemaitse Shvius. Rashi explains, what do I mean? So Charish al Erev Shvius, we understand somewhat. Now that a plant in Erev Shvius, wherever that is, as we already have had a shir on the sugya, 30 days before from Shvuos, and then Vayter, what does it mean? Ktsira, Rashi explains, Kegon Tvua Shevia Shlish B'Shvius, that if you have Tvua, they've brought 1/3 on Shvius, you're no Igmenik Shvius on Shminis. That's what it means, that in the eighth year, when it says Katsir Shal Shvius, it means that if it brought a third in the seventh year, it has a din Shvius in the eighth year. Tosis explained what the Gemara means is that it's Usur and Shminis to do Malachas, that are Avodas HaKarka like Charish and Ktsira for Tvua that grew in the seventh year. Because if it's not talking about Avodas HaKarka, it's not shy to the din of Tosefes Shvius, the pears that grew in the seventh year are Asur in the eighth year. Anyway, they're Asur Midin Shvius. So what the Gemara is telling you is that in order to do Avodas HaKarka of Charish and Ktsira for the sake of grain that grew in the seventh year, more than a shlish, more than a third. However, Rash, Shvius Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, brings from Yerushalmi, Shvius Perek Aleph, Reish Halacha Aleph, the Darshans, the Pasuk for Tosefa Shvius with this Lashon, V'charish Yuvakatsir Tishbos, V'charish Shektsiro Aser, Ve'eze Zeh, Zecharish Al Erev Shvius, Shu Nichnas L'Shvius, V'vakatsir Shecharish Al Aser, Ve'eze Zeh, Zekatsir, Shal Shvius, Shu Yotze L'motzi Shvius. That's the Girsa of the Rash in the Yerushalmi. The Rash explains what Kavanas Yerushalmi, Shektsir Shal Tavua, Shegadla B'Shvius. And when it says Ktsir Shel Shvius, it means that if you have grain that grew in the seventh year, like Svichin or She'avar B'Zara B'Shvius, so Atanoik Bo Minek Shvius B'Shminis Shechayev B'Biur, that say a person planted Be'isser on the seventh year, and now this grew in the eighth year. So it's Chayiv in Biur. You know, there's an Indian of Biur Shvius. So the mitzvah of Biur Shvius, so that is Noeg. If you plant in the seventh year, even in the eighth year, it's Noeg, this Indian of the of Biur Shvius, of destroying or being mafgir the Shvius produce at a certain time when it's called a behemah v'sadeh and it's no longer available for the animal in the field. You have to get rid of your this produce. So when it says in Yerushalmi Ktsir Shecharisho Aser, what it means is Oto Yevul, that crap that's Charish was usher in the seventh year, that you weren't allowed to do charisha in the seventh year, has kedusha shvius. So since it has kedusha shvius, you're chayav bebir shvius in the eighth year. Ulefi divrei harash. So according to this, that we learned in the Mishnah, perek aleph Mishnah dalet, Katsir shel shvius shu yotze v'motzei shvius, and the harvesting of the seventh year that goes into the motzei shvius that goes into the eighth year means that this tevua is chayeves bebiur, even though it was harvested in the eighth year. And it's not midin tosefes shvius b'sofa she'asur lavad b'karka. Not pshat that this tosefes shvius, where you're not allowed to work the land, but that it's chayiv b'bir, even though it was niktzor b'motzei shvius. And that's like we saw in Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says not like the Rash. Tosfos says that in the eighth year you're not allowed to do Avodas HaKarka. You're not allowed to do Avodas HaKarka in the eighth year for the crop of the seventh year. If you have Tevua Shekadla B'Shvius, you're not allowed to work that crop. You're not allowed to work the land for the sake of that crop even in the eighth year. That's Tosfos. And the Rash learns not like that. The Rash learns that the Ktsir Shel Shvius that goes to Motzi Shvius means that you're not allowed, that you're Chayv in Biur, with an Ayin, but not to Aser Avodas HaKarka. Now the Rambam in the Parash Mishnayos brings the lashon of the Yerushalmi, b'charish shecharish b'katzir shecharisho aser. Zecharish shel shvius sheyotze lemotze shvius. That's the Rambam in the Parash Mishnayos bringing the lashon of the Yerushalmi. He says b'charish shekatziro b'katzir shecharisho aser. Zechori shel shviyis. In the Rashi we have Zekatzir shel shviyis. The Rambam says Zechori shel shviyis, sheyotze lemotzei shviyis. The Rambam's gears was charish, so he's coming to ask him Alechad shacharitza shalos hakatzir yotze lemotzei shviyis. They're not allowed to be charish and shviyis, but tzorech those peiros that are yotze lemotzei shviyis. So is mefarish the pnei moshe and Yerushalmi. Kolamish lo tachrish b'sof shviyis. So how does the Rambam learn in Parash Mishnayos? You're not allowed to plow in the seventh year for the sake of the katzir of the eighth year. And the kasha is, what do you need a pasuk to aser to be chayrish and shviyas for the sake of motzei shviyas? It's chayrish b'shviyas. Does it also even without the din of Tosefes Shvius? There's a special din of Tosefes Shvius that the Yerushalmi brings that you're now allowed to do Charish on the seventh year for the sake of the Katzir of the eighth year. That's not Asur Midin Tosefes Shvius. That's Asur Midin Shvius. So what's the Chiddush here? So that's the kasha. And also Rabbeinu Gershom, Baba Basra Chavav, Sof Amid Beis, he explains the pasuk b'charishu b'katzir tishbos that we dash into aser tosefes shviyas, that it's coming to say that you're not allowed to plow and harvest on the sixth year that's going into the seventh year for the sake of shviyas. That you're not allowed to be kaitzer and chorish in the seventh year for the sake of the eighth year. So you see the shittas Rabbeinu Gershom, the iser lachrosh for liktzer b'sof shviyas, kishaino letzorech shviyas, is not aser midin shviyas. It's aser midin tosefes. So why is it aser midin tosefes? It's aser midin shviyas itself. So again, we see from the Rambam, in Rabbeinu Gershom, that midin tosefes shviyas, you're not allowed to be chorish in the seventh year for the sake of the crop of the eighth year. Not pitom, you're not allowed to be chorish in the seventh year. Midin the seventh year, not midin tosefes shviyas. Midin shviyas itself. So this is a pela atzum, so that's what we'd like to understand. So it appears, fellas, that in the mitzvah essay of Shabbos Oretz, Shabbos Lashem, it doesn't say that the Oretz Tishbos, in other words, is an Isser Malach Bakarka, that they shouldn't do any avoda, but rather it's usher to do a malacha that is beneficial to the that the karka should be matzmiach in the seventh year. Or in the to do malacha on the peiros hashviyas themselves. It's not pshat that there's an iser malacha b'karka not to do any avoda, but rather no malacha, you're not allowed to do any malacha that's beneficial for the karka that it should grow in the seventh year, or beneficial for the peiros of the seventh year. And therefore, even if the and therefore, if the land inapoelet, afil shimishtabachet al yedei melacha sheoseba in isu, so let's say the land isn't working, The Arutz is Shoveses. So even if it is being improved through melacha, there's no iser. So according to this, it emerges that even if there's an iser of charisha min haTorah b'shvi'is, tzedakah, when there's roi min ilanos b'karka, and the charisha causes that the karka should be matzmiach. So even if there's an iser of charisha min haTorah b'shvi'is, it's dafka when there's roi min ilanos in the karka, and the charisha causes that the karka should be working to be matzmiach these ilanos and zrayim. But let's say it's empty karka, there's no iser Torah, and that's perish the Rav perish mishnayis. That charisha b'sof shvi'is, that's effective only for katsir, that's yotze l'motzei shvi'is, is an aser mitzat shvi'is itself. It is not mo'el atzmiach b'shvi'is. It's also mishum tosefes shvi'is. So once again, the iser of shvi'is. The iser of shvi'is is not an iser malacha, not to do any malacha in the karka. Now to do malacha, that the karka is going to be matzmiach b'shvi'is, or do malacha that's going to help the perish shvi'is. So if it's not, if the aretz ain't a poelet, if it's not beneficial for the seventh year, fruits or land, even if it's ultimately going to be improved through this melacha, there's no iser. So it emerges that even if there's an iser of charishim and a Torah b'shvi'is, it's dafka when it's gonna, there's roi min ilanos in the karka that the charish is going to help. But if it's empty karka, and there's no iser Torah, and that's perishing the Ram perishing mishnayis. But charisha b'sof shvi'is, that's effective only for the katzir of motzei shvi'is. In other words, if this charisha is not going to be effective for shvi'is itself, it's not going to be effective for the land for shvi'is itself, or for the peris for shvi'is itself, it's not aser mitzat shvi'is. Because it's not mo'el latzmiach b'shvi'is. It's only aser midin tosefes shvi'is. So that's the Rambam in the parish of Mishnayis. Zecharis shel shvi'is yotzei lemotzei shmi'is. In other words, it's coming to Aser, Malachas Charisha, of that katsir that's going to motzei shvi'is. So we asked, what does the Rambam mean to Aser? What does the Rambam tell us that we Aser Charisha b'shvi'is for yotzei lemotzei shmi'is midin tosefes shvi'is? It's bechlan amidin tosefes midin shvi'is itself. The answer is no, because the iser is not that the land should rest. There's an iser malacha b'karka that you shouldn't do avodah that would be beneficial for the seventh year. But if it's not beneficial for the seventh year, it's not aser mitzat shvi'is itself. So if you do land that's beneficial for the land but not for shvi'is, it's not aser mitzat shvi'is. So if the Rama has to come and tell you, it's aser midin tosefes shvi'is. And that's what how he learns the Gemara. B'charish, b'katzir shecharisha o'asi. In how to do charisha, that's going to make a katzir of the eighth year. Midin tosefes shvi'is. U'b'zeh mitoratz, the kasha of the Pasuk Shulchan. Lama hevi Rambam, את המצוות עשה של שביתה בשבית משני פסוקים ושבתה ארץ שבת לשם ונאמר בחריש ובקציר תשבור. He brings two פסוקים. What does he need two פסוקים for? Say for a mitzvah is mitzvah kuflam, but hey, first he brings the פסוק of בחריש ובקציר תשבור. Much of that פסוק is the יקר. More than the פסוק of שבת הארץ that was said in the parish of Shemitah. אז לפי דברינו, מובן. איך מובן? אין לי מושג. According to what Hagaon Rabel writes, the Mikra de Bishav Sa'aretz and Lamedim Gedra Mitzvah Shel Lasis Melacha Sa'aretz Tifa. But I'm not sure what he wants. But Al Kopanim Lefiza, it turns out that there are two Harishas. There's Harisha Letzerech Zeraim, so if it's Harisha Letzerech Zeraim, then it's Aso Midoi Raisa. And if it's Harisha without Zeraim, it's Aso de Rabbanan. Because how do we define the mitzvah? We define the mitzvah as not doing malacha. Hamoy eles shahakarka tatzmiach b'shvius. Not to benefit on shvius, not to benefit the shvius crops. So the Isser Harisha Manatora is dafka when there's Zeraim and Ilanos Bekarka, and the Harisha causes that Bekarka should improve the fruits. But if it's empty Karka, there's no Isser Torah. And that's why the Rambam explained that Harisha Besov Shviyas, that's effective only for the Katsir, that Zeotei Lamoshi Shviyas is an Asur Mitzat Shviyas. Because Mitzat Shviyas, it's not Asur, because it's not the Tzorach Shviyas. That's we ask you the tzarech tosefes shvius. But if there's no crops in the land, and the avoda, then the iser malach is only going to be mid rabbanan, not midin shvius, not midin tosefes shvius. So therefore, when the Rambam writes in Halacha Dalet that charish is asur rak mid rabbanan, and he gets makas mardus, we can say that it's talking about a case where there's no zrum in the karka. Such an instance, there's no iser d'oraisa, like we said, and that the Rambam says that charish is asur d'oraisa. It's talking about where there are Zeraim in the Karka, but according to this, even the Isser of Tosefes Shviyas that we learn from this Pasuk is dafka when there's Zeraim b'Karka. Because we said that the Isser d'Oraisa is when there's Zeraim b'Karka, so it has to be when there's you're doing Balacha for the sake of Motzei Shviyas, so it also has to be that there's Zeraim b'Karka. Now Rabbi Kiveger in the Mishnayos in Perak Beis, Osid Beis, asks the Kasha, Shemidivrei HaRambam, the Perak Aleph, Milch HaShemit HaLach Aleph, Mvo'ah, Shum Mefaresh, the Pasuk, B'charish U'V'Katzir Tishbos, as referring to Shvius, and that's like Rabbi Akiva in Rosh Hashanah Tesamet Aleph, that learns from this Pasuk, the Isser of Charisha, B'Tosef HaShvius, and it's Tamor, because the Rambam, in Shemit HaVeyovel, Gimel Aleph, writes like Rabbi Yishmael in Rosh Hashanah, that Tosef HaShvius is Aser, Me'alach HaMosh Mi'Sinai, Mvo'ah B'Gemara, שרבי ישמעאל מפרש את הפסוק בחרש ובקציר תשבוס for a different drasha. מה חרש רשוס? אף קציר רשוס. יצא קציר עומר שהוא מצווה. רבי ישמעאל דרשנס the pasuk that just like harishas are rishos, it's, you don't have to do harishas, so to katsir is a rishos, which excludes the katsir ha'omer, which is a mitzvah, meaning that Rashi explains, we're talking about Shabbos. That's what Chorish of Akatsir Tishbos is talking about. So Harisha Rishis is Asar on Shabbos, Ktsir of Rishis is Asar on Shabbos, but Ktsir of Mitzvah is Mutter on Shabbos, like Ktsir of Aymer. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, this Pasuk isn't talking about Shvius, so it's not shaykh to learn that Harisha B'Shvius is Asar D'Araisa. The Rambam Pasuk is like Rabbi Yishmael, that we're talking about Shabbos, and not about Shvius, then how can the Rambam bring the Pasuk of Harisha V'Katsir Tishbos about Shvius? That's a Rabbi Akiva Shita, but the Rambam Paskin's like Rabbi Yishmael, that it's talking about Shabbos. Because he Paskin's like Rabbi Yishmael, that the Sefer Shviz is Asa Melech HaMosh Misina, not from Bechara Shiva Katsu Tishbos. So obviously it's like Rabbi Yishmael, Bechara Shiva Katsu Tishbos is talking about Shabbos. However, the Perush of Mari ben Malkitzedek that's printed in the Mishnayos al Hashas, he explains that even Rabbi Yishmael Darsh, the Darshans, Mimamayit Ktsira Oimer, Shum Mitzvah Darshans, the Pasuk on Shvius. In other words, that it's Mutter du Ktsira Oimer Vishvius. Vizel Hashan Rabbi Yishmael Oimer Vishnas Shvius, Akos of Medavil, Vitzrich Lomer Lachamach Harisha Rashus, Perush So, just like Harisha Rishi says, you're not allowed to do optional Harisha in the seventh year. Have cuts here. You're also not allowed to do an optional cuts here. But a Ktzir of Mitzvah, of Ktzir Soimer, is going to be Mutter. And there he brings the Yerushalmi. Shvi is Perak Aleph, Sof Halach Gimel. Shkal and Perak Dalet Halach Aleph. Dikamar Al Zed, that says about this, Rabbi Shmuel Kedaita, Rabbi Shmuel Lashitaso. As Rabbi Shmuel says, Eina Omer Bami Surya. So what he means is that Rabbi Yishmael learns that this pasuk is talking about Shvis. So that's how the Heiliger Ma'ari Malki Tzedek learned. So according to this, we understand Shitas HaRamba. But even though the old Talach of Rabbi Shmuel, that we learned Tosef Shvius from Melech HaRosh Sinai, nevertheless, this Pasuk is talking about Shvius, that this Pasuk asks Ktzira and Harisha and Shvius. It's not talking about the Tosefis, the Tosefis Alach Moshmi Sinai, but the Etzem, Harish, and Ketzira, and Shvi is our answer from this pasuk. In the Gemara and Pesachim, in the Zayin Amal Aleph, it says, Yesh Choresh B'telem Echad V'chev Malav V'shum Shmoy Malavim V'shviis. V'tayis V'sikshu L'mandam R'choresh Shein Eloike, Echi Tani D'chayiv Malchus V'shum Shviis. It says in the Gemara and Pesachim, that you can plow, and you can be chay for malchus for eight different lavim, and one of them is shvius. So Tosfos asks, if for chayrish you do not get malchus, so how can you learn that you're chay malchus out shvius? Mandamer for chayrish you don't get malchus. So the answer is Tosfos answers that this mandamer will hold that the Mishnah is talking about where you're mechap zroim b'chayrisha, so you're covering up the zroim and do chayrish you're chay out zayren out chayrish. Menachas Chinuch asks that according to the Rambam, who holds Mechapis Zroim is a Telad of Choresh, you can't answer like the Teretz of Tosfos, because then you're still stuck, it's still called Choresh. And Raman Diamra Choresh ain't a loike, so then how do you explain that the Gemara says you get Malkus for Shvius? You don't get Malkus for doing Choresh and Shvius, and saying you're covering up the Zroim, according to the Rambam, that's Choresh. So the Menachas Chinuch answers, Shin Chavav, the Rambam will explain that the Mishnah is going, Kamanda Amra, that you get Malkus on the Harisha. Tosfos asks, if it's only good according to the Manda Amra that you get Malkus on the Harisha, what about the Manda Amra you don't? So the Rambam will say, it's still the Lafi the Manda Amra that a Malkus, that you do get Malkus for Harisha. The Chayra, it's hard to understand. He's a Machloikas in what couldn't give him a Vidal, if you have a Malkus on Harishas, he's a Machloikas on Mavoyim. How are you mamid a Mishnah like one Amora? This is Kasha was that. How can the Gemara say you're getting Malkus for Harisha when there's an Amora who says that you don't get Malkus for Harisha? So how come the Mishnah say that you do get Malkus for Harisha? How's he going to learn the Mishnah? So we mitarets that this Mishnah is Lefida Mandi Amar. You get Malkus and Harisha, doesn't help us. Because there's an Amor who holds you don't get Malkus and Harisha. So how's he gonna learn the Mishnah? He didn't solve the problem by saying it's Lefida Mandi Amar that you don't get Malkus for Harisha. Because there's still a Mandi Amar that you don't get Malkus for Harisha. How's that Amora going to deal with the Mishnah? So the way we can deal with that is by saying that Tosfos says in Moed Katan Gimel Amud Beis that Rabbi Akiva holds that the pasuk of v'charish u'v'katzir is superfluous because the malach is already asur from the pasuk of sadcha lo sizra, etc. He holds that even charisha's asur from this pasuk min haTorah, and you get malchus. In other words, even Rabbi Akiva holds that you get malchus from charisha, according to Tosfos. That according to Tosfos, Rabbi Akiva holds you get malchus for charisha. So it's perfect. According to Tosfos, the machlokas amoraim if you get malchus on charisha, it's dafka libid Rabbi Yishma. According to Rabbi Akiva, you definitely get malchus. And therefore, we could be mamed the mission of Choresh Patelem to Rabbi Akiva. Because the whole machloket to get malchus and charisha is according to Rabbi Yishma. But according to Rabbi Akiva, says Tosfos, you definitely get malchus and charisha. And if that's true, then let's just be mamed this mission according to Rabbi Akiva and Shalom al Yisrael. Yesh Choresh Patelem that you're Chayiv Shmona Lav, and one of them that you get malchus for Choresh. So that's Rabbi Akiva. So obviously there's a lot more to talk about, but this was nice to get us into things, and it's Hashem, and this is going to be an amazing Shemitah year. So definitely kedai in mischazek and learning these inyanim, and we all have time off. Nobody's working in the field this year. We're all free, all of us farmers, and we should be zelcha lemo dulam et lishma velasos and chaim kol divrei samet the rest of you have. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.